Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Morning Preview. Today is Wednesday, November 24th, 2021. Futures are indicating a lower open, with S&P futures down 0.3% as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows mixed Asian trade overnight, while European equity markets are firmer in early trade. Bonds are firmer after coming under pressure yesterday. The dollar is broadly firmer, although it is softer against the Japanese yen. Oil is up, gold is firmer, industrial metals are gaining. There is little in the way of fresh developments, as central bank policy dynamics continue to dominate the narrative. ECB comments continue to sound less dovish. Fed officials talking about an accelerated taper to give flexibility on rate liftoff is in focus ahead of the November minutes later, where a discussion about size and the timeline of tapering will get attention. Meanwhile, the Bank of England's Bailey said that the bank could drop rate guidance, and overnight, the Reserve Bank of New Zealand increased its official cash rate by another 25 basis points as expected, but tempered the notion of a more aggressive tightening. In other news, COVID infection rates are a key focal point in Europe amid increasing risk of more onerous mitigation measures during the winter months. The World Health Organization warned that deaths in Europe will reach 2.2 million by March as the EU discusses how to manage the vaccine rollout and safeguard free travel. Elsewhere, German SPD leader Scholz has sealed a deal to become chancellor, while in Asia, China Vice Premier Liu He reiterated a focus on maintaining property restrictions in the face of a slowing market, while Taiwan tensions remain elevated after the Biden administration invited Taipei to an upcoming democracy summit. On the macro front, data in Europe today includes softer German IFO, French business confidence beat, while UK CBI industrial orders are still due. In Asia overnight, Australian third quarter construction work declined at a smaller than expected pace. Japan flash PMI showed a pickup in business activity. The Bank of Korea is expected to hike rates again. And Singapore downgraded its GDP growth forecasts amid a slow rollback of coronavirus restrictions. It is a busy day on the US economic calendar ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday, with releases including MBA mortgage applications, initial jobless claims, durable goods orders, preliminary GDP, wholesale inventories, core PCE, Michigan consumer sentiment, personal spending, personal income, and new home sales. In corporate news, the Nikkei reported that Apple is moving away from Qualcomm and toward Taiwan Semiconductor, as the company will use TSMC-make iPhone modems starting in 2023 and will also use TSMC's 4-nanometer chip production technology for the first Apple 5G modem chip. Qualcomm provides the components in question for the current iPhone series. And in after-hours trading yesterday, retail stocks took a hit as Nordstrom plunged 23% and Gap fell around 16% after both companies reported earnings misses. On the upside, HP shares gained more than 8% amid earnings that beat on the top and bottom lines and a higher first quarter earnings guidance. Asian equities finished mixed overnight. Greater China was pulled higher by oil-related stocks, but technology stocks in the region were sold off, with Taiwan and Japan indices affected. Korea was down amid worries about a spike in COVID cases, Australia closed slightly down, and New Zealand was higher post-central bank action. In regional news, South Korea's Prime Minister warned that health authorities should consider restrictions amid a record daily case count. And in Asian macro news, the Bank of Indonesia will keep rates low until inflation rises, and Singapore has forecasted GDP growth slowing to 3-5% next year. European equity markets are firmer 2 hours into the session. In European news, Bloomberg reported on a draft European Commission document outlining budgetary plans for 2022, which showed that euro area governments will prioritize public spending over fiscal consolidation as they look to cement the recovery from the pandemic. And while most press reports focused on the recent coordinated strategic petroleum reserve release, the European gas crunch is deepening, with storage draws running at the second fastest pace in the last 10 years, a level which is not sustainable. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary. There will be no podcast tomorrow due to Thanksgiving in the US, but we will return on Friday. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.